When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to HD's A View from the Stands podcast, a series in which we'll discuss everything sports in the time of absolutely no sports. I'm Aditya Iyer, and with me is the national sports editor of Hindustan Times, Rudra Neel Sengupta.
Hi, Aditya. Thanks so much for the introduction. And how are you doing in this lockdown?
Well, I'm locked down inside the lockdown because right now I'm in a car. So maybe we should have called this the podcast.
Right, that's right. On the advice of our producer, we are both sitting in our car because we obviously can't get to a studio and do this in a professional setup. We're recording on our phones, and as our producer told us, the best audio that we can get is actually sitting inside the car without an AC, with all our windows rolled up.
That's absolutely right. So in any case, if you still hear some dogs in my case, or I don't know, what could be the possible disturbances in your case, Rudraneel?
Same thing. I have a lot of stray dog friends around me, so you could hear a few of them coming to say hello. Or it could be a passing police vehicle with its siren on.
That's right. So in case that happens, folks, please forgive us. But let's get on with our first episode, which is, we have absolutely nothing to discuss when it comes to live sports because there's none of it. But there's still plenty of sports content being consumed in this time of the global pandemic. And in today's episode, we're going to discuss sports in the form of television series. There's plenty that people have been watching, binging, you know, the ones that have been dropping, like all these millennial terms. What have you been doing, Rudraneel?
In the middle of all the millennial terms, I'm actually watching something really ancient. It's something I loved watching when I was a child, and I was wondering, because there was no sports and I wanted something to watch, and I was wondering whether it could still hold the same magic for me. And I'm talking about this Australian TV series called Bodyline.
That's right.
About the English cricket team's tour of Australia in 1933. I'm very happy to say that it has lost none of its magic. I saw a few episodes already, and it's beautiful. It's compelling drama. It's wonderful period costumes and great acting. And it's got Hugo Weaving, who we better know as Agent Smith from The Matrix, as a teenage sensation, as Douglas Jardine, the captain of the English cricket team.
So for our listeners, where would we be able to find Bodyline right now? Because I don't think it's on any of the major platforms like Netflix and Amazon.
Well, yeah, so it's actually pretty simple. You can just go onto YouTube, and YouTube has all the entire Bodyline series available as full episodes. It's for free. There's no restrictions, and the quality is pretty good considering how old the TV series is. Do you remember when it was shot?
In the mid-80s, I think, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. It's a beautifully, beautifully shot period drama. And it shows, you know, the intersecting lives of Douglas Jardine, who's a child of the British Raj at the height of the empire, born in India, celebrating his ninth birthday in the first episode. I remember celebrating his ninth birthday in Bombay, in this huge governor's ball, and of Harold Larwood, this fiery fast bowler who rises, who's born in poverty, the son of a coal miner, he's born in this small coal mining village called Nankar Gate in Nottinghamshire. And I'm going to plug something over here, because one of our reporters, Somsugra Raha, who covered the World Cup last year with you, Aditya.
That's right.
He went and just visited Narwood's village and, in fact, sat in the same pub that Narwood used to frequent and had himself a nice pint of beer. And he saw the ground in which Narwood first learned how to bowl, this you know, kind of sweeping, windy, blustery ground with a very steep gradient. And you can just imagine, you know, that Narwood bowling in those windy conditions, tough, fiery, coal miner's sun. And the third life that this sees was is Don Bradman, who is at the receiving end of Narwood's fast bowling body, and that was to the way he bowled at the point at a time when the batsman did not have the protection.
On Jardine's call.
On Jardine's call, that's right. On Jardine's specific strategy that this is how they're going to get great Don Bradman out and how they're going to win the Ashes. And incredible drama in that series.
I think what they also try to do in Bodyline, at least the TV show, is they try to humanize Douglas Jardine. I mean, not paint him as the villain that he's made out to be, definitely by the Aussie media. You know, Hugo Weaving and Bad Guys, man. I mean, what can you say? That's all he ever played.
That's right. But no, he does a very nuanced character here. And you're right about this. That, in fact, the series starts from the perspective of Jardine's wife. And so we do get to see the human side of Jardine. We get to see also the pressure that made him what he was. The reasons why he became a ruthless captain with a ruthless strategy, which now, for example, in modern cricket, we wouldn't find ruthless at all. Right? It will just be a bit faster. But over a different time there. And so the series actually shows you the time and how the time shapes your journey.
Excellent. So that is, of course, a show that was staged in the sense that people were shooting this non-fiction story for the camera in the 80s. But what do you think of some of these really big shows that have dropped, quote-unquote, on some of the big platforms now, cricket ones, I mean, where, you know, these television cameras have unlimited access and something that makes journalists like you and me really jealous, no?
I absolutely agree with you. It makes me very, very jealous to see the access to these cameras. Care to be in the dressing room, just the flavor of the, the behind the scenes. At the cricket ground, at the practice training sessions, at their strategy sessions, it's wonderful to watch. And I know that journalists from, say, 30 years back or 20 years back have offered access. And slowly, that access has been taken away. So it does make me very jealous to see that. But at the same time, there is a price that I think these new series that is paid for this action. In fact, they are not really, I don't think filmmakers are allowed to really show the reality of what is happening. So a lot of the things that maybe they find unfilmy is edited out. And what you're left with is, for example, I was saying this TCU contest.
And that's right.
It's about the Australian cricket team right after the sandpaper gate scandal in Cape Town, and Warner and Smith are at their lowest point, they're suspended. And this follows the team's journey for over a year, the 2019 Ashes, and how, how they come back to some sort of glory. And while there's a lot of compelling stuff in that series, and a lot of wonderful, never seen before things, overall, the narrative is, in a sense, it shows the Australian cricket team as nothing but wonderful bunch of boys. You know, that you can really do nothing wrong. And it's all about redemption and or admitting your mistake and, you know, growing as people. There are all these things, but that's not really real life.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the crazy thing, like you said. I mean, that's one of the things that unlimited access kind of prompts now, right? Like, everyone has to be made to look like a hero. But I can tell you, one of the big shows that on cricket that dropped in India, they were the cameras were obviously trying to make them all look like heroes. This was the one on Mumbai Indians, and where the cameras captured their series behind the scenes in 2018, if I'm not mistaken. The entire show really captured, again, inadvertently, is the pressure that these cricketers feel when they're playing for guys who literally own them, no? I mean, in a big franchise tournament like the IPL, these players are basically bought, they're actually bought in auctions in any case. So the side of it that I really enjoyed in Cricket Fever was how the Ambanis own this team, and they own every single person, including Sachin Tendulkar, who shows up 5 years retired, but completely adheres and abides by everything that these Ambani is saying.
Right. What about the non-cricket stuff? Have you been watching anything else? Any other sports documentaries?
Plenty of, actually. I think I've been doing more non-cricket stuff than cricket stuff. And the one that really impressed me was this football show called Sunderland Till I Die. Now, it's quite amazing. Again, the cameras have got them in the middle of a season where they're about to be relegated. And then they get relegated. And then the they've gone from the Premier League to the Championship. And then the camera follows them. And with like crazy access, the camera follows them for an entire season, which gets relegated to League One. And season two is about how they're trying to survive League One, and they don't get promoted back up.
Wow. That sounds really interesting.
Which is very, very interesting, because it's at the other end of the spectrum, no? I mean, like, you're basically looking at people who are literally just trying to survive. And, you know, when they speak to the players and the players go to a Tesco to buy a bottle of wine and the fans are giving them the worst time ever, it's crazy. And, like, you know, you see how sports people are human. You completely get to see them in flesh and bones. Unlike with a lot of these series where, you know, you're trying to make demigods out of the heroes that they already are.
Which is exactly what happens in the other Amazon Prime series that I watched, which is on the Manchester City team from 2018.
That's right.
Again, very compelling footage, wonderful behind-the-scenes access, and it's great to watch the energy that Pep Guardiola brings as a manager, you know, just the kind of constant on the balls of his feet, you know, moving his little marker around the whiteboard in this crazy fashion, trying to explain his strategy, always, like, you know, with bringing that energy into every situation with the team. But this is very much the demigod
end of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. But that is the end of sports that people do like to consume, right, Rudra? I mean, the heroes. Nobody really wants to see the nuts and bolts end of it. I mean, you want to see a perfectly laid out machine, and they're treated as machines as well, right?
Yeah, in a way, that's true. That's true.
Okay, but speaking of machines, the opposite end of the spectrum where you really get to see people for who they are, and the fact that, you know, sports is just what they do for a living, is this Formula One show called Drive to Survive. Now, I don't know if you're much into, are you a motorhead? Are you a petrol head?
Oh, no, I'm not at all.
So this
is a major point of conflict between me and some of my teammates.
Okay, so then I think that this show is designed for a person like you. Because I was a big Formula One fan growing up, and then I completely stopped watching after the Schumacher era, and I could not stop watching the first season of the show, which basically just deals with the mid-table rivalries. It's between the Charles Leclerc, who's still coming up at that point, and before he got his seat in Ferrari, and the kids like Gasly and Ocon in Force India and Perez, and the battles between the teams that form major portion of the mid-table and even the backmarkers, and how, again, with sport, we just basically try and distill everything into a contest between the two best who are vying for the trophy.
Right.
So I'll recommend that too to you.
that sounds like a very interesting recommendation.
This was an episode of A View from the Stands. Do like and follow us on at HT Smartcast on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, or write to us on podcasts@hindustantimes.com. You can listen to more podcasts by logging on to htsmartcast.com.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
Get an 11% rebate at Menards. Keep your house or deck clean with Mold Armor products. Featuring built-in microband technology for enhanced cleaning power. Tackle your decking, siding, driveway, or any surface with ease. Mold Armor House Wash cleans mildew, mold, and algae stains. Plus, it's easy to use. Just spray and rinse off. Save big on cleaning products at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big.